Perhaps the following may sound like a familiar conversation to you. Oh, I like your new top chain. Oh, thanks. It was a total bargain, 3 for £10. Amazing, isn't it? Wow. The bargains out there are amazing this Christmas. You see these shoes? They were 75% off, so I got a pair in each colour. It is said that the average woman has 4 times the clothing in her wardrobe today when compared to the 1980s. A reality which has led to a £1 billion business in the developing world, where the sale of our second-hand cast-offs have created a thriving business. We see the rise of a culture in the developed world where people are buying more than they need, enticed by cheap prices and overwhelmed by choice. Just recently, Thanksgiving was celebrated in the US and Canada. It's a time where families traditionally come together to give thanks for the blessing of the harvest. And yet, just 24 hours later, globally, we are enticed by the biggest sales event of the year, Black Friday. One person tweeted, "Make every day feel like Black Friday by knocking over your family as you run out of the house with the TV." Funny, yes, but perhaps more so a troubling truth. This year, retailers were expecting the UK's first ever £1 billion shopping day. However, many reports reveal less than successful results, exposing that Black Friday is not doing much good for retailers at all. As businesses strive to hold on to well-earned margins and consumers lose confidence and trust through variable pricing, perhaps we can ask, what does the future hold for Black Friday? Fortune magazine labelled it as the most rotten part about Thanksgiving Day. We go from Thanksgiving to Black Friday, from thankfulness to greed in a 24-hour time period. I wonder if it's called Black Friday for a reason, black being the prominent word. I wonder if these sales will run their course, if people will be brought back to the void that no bargain can fill. Christians around the world are currently journeying through Advent, a time for waiting, watching, and preparing for the coming of Christ. Perhaps this year, as people are captivated by Christmas, they may consider the ultimate gift of Jesus and be left looking ahead and pondering the question, well, what happens on Good Friday?